Feeling stuck in an endless cycle of work? Stick around to see how an apple can help you break it. Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Being in ministry part-time, I do a lot that feels like it is for God. But what often happens that I get so caught up in looking ahead, the next girls' night, the next big event, the next fundraiser, that I forget why I'm doing something. And I have to remind myself of the story of Mary and Martha. Martha was so busy getting the house and meal ready that she forgot why she was doing it, while Mary was right there, focused on Jesus, the guest. It's not that tasks and work aren't important, because they absolutely are. God created work. The work itself shouldn't consume us. If you've been struggling with this, today's Devo is for you. It's called The Next Task by Emily McDonald. Alistair hefted his saw and adjusted his vision screen over his eyes. As he made the final cut, the virtual gift box opened in the corner of his vision screen, and a few digitized fireworks exploded. Though he knew the praise was only automatic, it still felt good. A banner floated across the screen. "Congratulations, you have earned 1 silver coin." The screen changed, leaving only a large button saying, "Choose your next task." Alistair had completed 50 laborious tasks that day. His work mostly centered around the district's palm apple orchard, where he harvested hybrid fruit and worked the land. Even though he was tired, he clicked the button. He prided himself on being a hard worker. He felt a little anxious when he didn't have things to do. About an hour later, he completed his next task of harvesting all the ripe fruit from a tree. He waited for the gift box in the corner of his vision screen, but there was nothing. No congratulations message, and no silver coin, and no next task. For the first time in weeks, Alistair turned off his vision screen. He looked around the orchard at his coworkers. All of them were still working diligently, even as darkness fell and the cool night air wrapped its chilly hands around them. Well, all except one. He saw that Theodora was not working on her next task. Instead, she was wandering through the orchard, running her hands down the tree bark, smelling the flowers that grew along the path, and occasionally eating the fruit from the branches. "Is your vision screen not functioning either?" he asked. "It's functioning, but I turned it off to walk around the orchard." "But you don't get any coins." Alistair was baffled. But Theodora seemed perfectly content, joyful even. With a smile, she said, "When I look at the trees, I see the Creator's hand. He has crafted this fruit in this land so beautifully for us. That is why we take care of it, because it is His." Alistair thought for a moment. Then, taking the fruit he had harvested in his hand for the first time, Alistair took a bite. His eyes widened in delight. So let's talk about today's Devo a little bit more together. Have you ever felt like Alistair in today's allegorical story? Do you feel like you always need to have something to do or work on? Why do you think that is? Work is not inherently a bad thing. In fact, work can be a wonderful way to live in our God-given gifts and express our love for God and for the people around us. But work can easily become an idol when we look to it for our sense of identity and purpose. The truth is, God loves us no matter what we do or how productive we are, and He invites us to enjoy His good creation, knowing we could never earn all His wonderful gifts. Yet, He delights to give them to us. Gifts like food, beauty, or friendship. We can enjoy these good things freely when we rest in Jesus. He already did all the work that was needed to save us when He died on the cross and rose from the grave. We don't need to strive to be worthy of his good gifts, because he has already given them to us through the cross. In your daily life, where do you find joy, peace, and rest in the world God has created? How could you take a break from the busyness this week in order to enjoy his good gifts as you rest in Jesus? As you and I can read in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 1:26 through chapter 2, verse 3, Matthew 11:28 through 30, and Luke 10:38 through 42 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Was it kind of an interesting allegory? Well, if you have Devo ideas of your own little fun stories, I want to hear about them. So I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo, which is the first in our new booklet. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.